Hello, you are now listening to the number one podcast in Zaire. It's the Frocast presented by NappyAfro.com. Here are your hosts, King Germ, a.k.a. The People's Champion, and Sauli Wright, a.k.a. Shupak Shakur. The Kings of Slander are here.
You are now tuned in to the dopest podcast on the dopest network on the internet. This is Trump headquarters, if he was black. NappyAfro.com, the Frocast. I'm your man, Saul Wright. This is episode 228, and I'm sitting in with the homie King Germ. I ain't got no AKAs this week. Fuck it. Sitting in with the homie King Germ. Say what's up to the people, bro.
Hey, what's going on? It's your boy King Germ, a.k.a. the People's Champ, a.k.a. the most electrified motherfucking podcast in the day, a.k.a. better late than never, a.k.a. those motherfucking all man shirts will be coming soon. Since I heard people on another podcast talk about, hey, Nappy Afro got a little saying where they say he playing all man. If they come out of that shirt, I check that store every week to see if they got that shirt. And then they had somebody on their shirt that they want to buy one too. So we already got two sold already. Well, he said the other dude said he buying two, one for him, one for her. You know what I'm saying? So we got three shirts sold already. We just got to make the motherfuckers all right.
See how that goes? We got to make the motherfuckers sell right. So I got to make the motherfuckers.
I mean, y'all know I'm the idea, man. Y'all the execution, man. I mean, I don't see what the problem is.
Niggas ain't just sitting at the crib designing shit for Nappy Afro. That's what the fuck the problem is.
I'm just asking y'all to, I come up with the ideas, and I just want y'all to goddamn bring them to life.
Who the fuck has time to be bringing up free designs? We don't make no money on the shirts. The shit got to be uploaded. The shit takes time.
I mean, I just... God damn it, man. Sorry, y'all. See, people, this is why they always kill my dreams, man.
Ain't nobody killing your dreams. Get your ass on Microsoft Paint and design that goddamn shirt.
I'm not left-handed like y'all.
The fuck out of here. Design that goddamn shirt and upload.
Oh, nigga, you and BZ, the only left-handed niggas on the site. Me and left-handed. G, we right-handed.
Nigga, I'm not left-handed, fool.
You are. No, anybody that's artistic is left-handed. That's a fact. Facts.
No, we're not. We have to apologize to the people for not having the show last week. It wasn't our fault. Again, Skype played us. They played us hard last week. If y'all saw us on Instagram, I posted up the goddamn... Not Instagram. On Twitter, I posted up the goddamn picture of Skype having network problems. We tried the Google Hangout shit. None of that worked. So... we're here this week.
It's all right. We're sitting there. We actually, I know B-Eazy probably listened to this and like, y'all motherfuckers.
Of course.
Okay. We were sitting there having a conversation. We just couldn't figure out how to record that shit.
Right. We was talking. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we're talking to each other.
Motherfuckers on the screen. You know, Germ was sitting
there. We got our weekly conversation in just without y'all hearing this shit.
Yeah, you know, we did what we could. We tried. We couldn't get it to pop off. So the topic's going to be a little rehashed. Besides, ain't shit else happening in the week.
You ain't heard our take on it. Yeah, you might have heard everybody else take, but you ain't heard our take on it.
And we're the ones that count.
You know what I'm
saying? I was thinking about this the other day, you know, as we didn't have a show. I was like, why the fuck is everybody jumping off and getting on TV shows? You know what I'm saying? Deezus and Mero finally getting on TV. Another one of the podcasts, one of our surrogates, I guess you could say, is blowing up and doing interviews with the fucking president, first lady, all kinds of shit. I was like, why ain't we popped off? And then I looked at our Instagram. And I realized why we ain't popped off.
Why is that?
The people that would probably rock with us and pick us up, every time they turn the Nappy Afro, we got some naked asses on the screen.
Yeah.
I think it's hurting us.
I think we need to come out with our own Instagram just for like the Frocast. I think that's what we're going
to
work on in 2017.
We might need
to. You know what I'm saying? Just not to separate from Nappy Afro because we still up under the umbrella, but to let people know like, hey, we need to have like two Nappy Afro Instagrams, one for normal shit and one for, you know, saying the usual fuckery. So that's what's going to come up. I think that's what's going to, because, you know, like I do feel bad. Like I can't post anything on the Nappy Afro Instagram because, you know, niggas expect ass and titties. If I post a picture of some funny shit I see, niggas going to be mad as fuck. And you know what I'm saying? So I think that's what we're going to do, man.
It's a double-edged sword, right? Because those are the posts that do numbers. Those are the posts that bring the eyes to the site.
Look,
you got Nappy somebody
Afro probably 300 to 500 goddamn 300 to 500 followers before the ass explosion. Ass explosion, over 6,000.
Yeah, and that's the thing, is like we understand how the marketing part of it works. Yes. But when my wife came home and told me that she was telling one of her coworkers about Nappy Afro, I was like, fuck!
If no, don't check my Instagram.
Huh?
I'm like, not on Instagram.
but it don't matter. If you go to Instagram, you already turned off. If you go to the website, you're going to see some other shit. But it's still going to be some cheeks somewhere on the front page.
Look, so, did I ever tell you a story about my nephew? He got in trouble, right?
Oh, shit.
He was on his mama phone. And I guess he followed Nappy Afro on Instagram. Because he knew that was his uncle. He was like, that's my uncle. So his mama called me and was like, you know, your nephew was looking at a whole bunch of ass and titties. I'm like, wow, what was he at on your Instagram? I said, first off, that's not my Instagram. You know what I'm saying? That's not my Instagram. That's Nappy Afro's Instagram. I just happened to, you know what I'm saying, be a part of Nappy Afro. You know what I'm saying? So let's not get that clear. So yeah, because chicks at work, I had to unfollow your Instagram. Why? You don't have never have nigga ladies on there. I'm like, what is your problem? What are you going through, some issues or something? I'm like, nah, that's not me. You know what I'm saying? That's the Instagram I use to get on Instagram.
I think, you know what I'm saying? And look, let us be clear. We understand that Be Easy picks the best selections in the world. We understand it's bringing eyes to the sights. We understand that, hey, at least he's posted. We not posted shit.
Yeah, but I used just to post saying, y'all niggas ain't like that shit. But
I'm just saying that I think maybe this might be why we haven't been picked up by some of these other networks. It's why maybe why we're not on Vice. This might be why we're not.
Hey, I take a show on Bang Bros.
Seems like you just set back the movement we was doing so well.
My bad.
And you just set back the movement.
Next video is when me and Saul Wright to do a show. We down?
No, I'm not doing the porn.
No, just if they want to sponsor it, and it'd be on X Video Channel. I mean, hey.
they don't want to see us. They're going to be like, where the ass and titties?
I'm like, yo, like, that's not what.
maybe we're going about this the wrong way. Maybe what we need to do is start next week. Our podcast needs to match our Instagram. So we need to just talk about porn.
Hey, shout out to Dr. Abrasive, who weekly, this man does a porn of the week, my nigga. I was just like, yo.
Damn.
And sometimes it'd be from like 2002, 2004. I mean, like, he does a porn, like, this week's porn. He got Thirsty Thursday going on.
So wait, is he talking about a full porn, or is he talking about a scene?
He just talking about, yo, this week, like, his porn pick of the week. So it might be like
a whole movie. It's the
whole movie. He don't talk about it. He just tell who's in it. You know what I'm saying? And you know, I mean, one time he said one that I remembered. I was like, oh shit. Well, I remember that one. You know, that was when I used to watch porn and shit. Man. Yeah, I ain't watched a real porn in a while.
Like, yeah, but who's watching full porn?
Niggas do that. Niggas buy porn, nigga. What you talking about?
What?
Yes.
Like, you they think, still, you know.
Do you think these video stores, this DVD shit, no, this shit is real. Niggas still buy porn, man. This shit is crazy. And they $26.99, nigga. Brent, dog, when the new hot shit come out, like, the black shit be like $26.99. Like, you got the shit by, like, Evasive Angles or Angels. I don't know which one it is. I don't know if it's Angles or Angels.
I think
they, them shits be like $29, $36.99. Don't let it be something like it's a parody of a
of an actual movie.
Like, that shit, Pirates of the Caribbean shit, they had a porn version of that.
Yeah.
Pirates, that shit was like fucking $70. And niggas was buying that shit.
What the fuck? Like, well, at least now, since it's on DVD, it's got to be a lot more discreet than when they had the VHS. Them boxes used to be big as shit,
This ain't no discreetness about it. And then the gay porn is way more expensive. Whoa. Them shit's like $50 a piece starting out.
Nah, bro.
Like, you want you one of them ones featuring, like, Now, look, I know y'all saying, like, yo, how the fuck do King Germ know this? Remember, y'all, King Germ used to be a manager at a porn store, so it's not like I go out here. Like, I know about gay porn. I know about some dude named Thug Nasty. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
Whoa.
Breon Diamond. I know the names. I used to have to fucking put the shit up.
So, look, maybe we recant everything we said before now. From now on, we're going to be a porn podcast. Maybe that's what we need to do.
We're going to reflect our social media footprint.
Fuck that. It's all porn all day.
Yeah.
Starting next week, all porn talk. So if y'all got questions, send them in. We're trying to get some porn on the goddamn air. I'll see if I can find some stragglers outside and fuck it. We can record it on the show for y'all.
Yeah.
Be easy on the
side. Audio.
Audio porn only. Audio porn only. Speaking of
that, might
porn,
be new genres. All right, we might just create a new genre. Audio porn.
I'm pretty sure that's out there. That was way too easy to come up with. I'm pretty sure it's been done. I'm pretty sure that's a thing. But speaking of smashing, there was a rumor that happened last week. We didn't get to jump on
rumor.
The
show. I'm not going to call it a rumor, sorry. Yeah, I'm going to say rumor. Facts.
It's a rumor. First of all, you can't trust anything Ric Flair says.
Facts.
Ric Flair said that he smashed Halle Berry. So
I believe him.
It was an interview. Long,
like, look, it depends, though. It depends.
It depends on what?
What year it was. Do I believe him or not?
It's okay, so the interview, they were asking Ric Flair who's rode Space Mountain. You know, if you know Ric Flair, you understand what that is. I don't need to figure that out for you. So Ric Flair said, well, where do you want to start? You want to start with Halle Berry? And they said, okay. And he's like, wait, are you telling us that you slept with Halle Berry? And he was like, yeah. She broke up with Dave Justice. And she was feeling kind of low. And, you know, she wanted to do something else. And Ric Flair was laughing the whole time, like it wasn't a joke. And he was like, are you joking right now? And he was like, no. So that's what he said. Ric Flair said he smashed Halle Berry back when she divorced Dave Justice. Which was what? Early 90s?
It was like 93, 94. It had to be 90, but no later than 96.
Because they was both still hot at that point.
Yeah, because Dave Justice was playing with the Braves then.
Yeah, they were both still hot. And so that would be the early 90s. And then, of course, Halle Berry's people came back and said that she never even knew who Ric Flair was, which that's bullshit.
Look, they fired back too fast.
That's bullshit. Like, everybody knows who Ric Flair is. Calm down.
Be real. In the 90s, Ric Flair was still hot.
As fuck. He was hot on two networks.
You know what I'm saying? He was still hot and he went like in bad. Like, he ain't look all cracked out like he do
still
now.
Had he still had hair. He still had hair.
Yeah, his hair was still like thick and fucking platinum blonde. He still had a little build to him, the nice suits. You still believe he was rich. Like, I see Ric Flair now. I know you ain't limousine riding, nigga. Jet flying. I know you ain't doing it. You don't even look like that shit. You like my old nigga that work at a store, like old manager at Walmart or something. Third shift.
Hold on, man. Let's slow down with the slander, man. It's Ric Flair.
I love Ric Flair. That was one of my all-time favorite rappers. Like I said, of the Four Horsemen, I am Ric Flair. You know what I'm saying?
I beg to disagree. There's no way you're Ric Flair over me, bro.
Look. Like I said, I used to know a nigga named Thick Flair, right?
Uh-huh.
But he got scared. Changed his name.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? He was ahead of the curve. Ahead of the curve when niggas, you know, take people names now and use them. You know what I'm saying? But hey.
That's what you got to do,
I might bring this shit back. I might start calling myself Thick Flair.
Are you just gonna co-op another name?
It might be my AKA next week, people. AKA Thick Flair. Matter of fact, that's my AKA this week.
These hoes ain't loyal, man. These hoes ain't loyal. So do you think early 90s means that Ric Flair was probably in his 40s?
He probably like right at the 40s. It's like, what, 93? So this was like 22 years ago. So how old is Ric Flair now?
Ric Flair's got to be a solid 60 right now.
Okay, so in 40s, he's smashed, bro. I believe, beyond a shadow of a doubt, Ric Flair hit that pussy.
Mean! By God! By God, G! Halle Berry stood in the line. She rode on Space Mountain, and it went all night long. Woo! God damn, Halle. Halle Berry to smash. So.
Think about it. After that, she let Billy Bob Thornton hit. See what I'm saying? Like, it kind of fit the narrative, dog.
Do we have to bring up the Billy? Like, that's a low point in history.
Why wouldn't you fuck? Like, you know what I'm saying? Ric Flair started the fucking. She was just like, I just fuck Ric Flair. Like, I'm one of them ladies he be talking about. Oh my God. Like, I rode Space Mountain, but it was like the little, it's a small, small world. Like, what the fuck? She was just like, hey.
Can we act like the Billy Bob shit didn't happen? Even though it was on TV and it don't really matter. Look, it was just really bad.
Hey, that was just like, that was, you know, that was the first time we seen Halle Berry titties and everything in the movie, remember? We're just like, what the fuck? What was it? Swordfish. It was one of them two.
We saw her titties and Swordfish.
Yeah, because that's what
she had. This was the first time she really got grimy with it.
Yeah. And then we seen him in Monster Ball came after Swordfish.
Yeah.
So Swordfish was first.
This is,
I mean, that's the only reason why I rented that fucking movie, dog. See Halle Berry titties, bro.
It wasn't like when you saw Jackie Brown's titties. Coffee. You saw Coffee's titties.
What are you talking about?
It wasn't the same thing. Pam Grier.
Oh,
it wasn't the same. No, I'm saying it wasn't the same. When you saw Halle's titties, it wasn't the
oh,
same.
Oh, yeah, it was, and then it was just like, the buildup was so much, and then I was just like, that's it? Like, I was expecting, I don't know what I was expecting, but it wasn't, yeah. You know, Halle Berry was that girl, like, in the 90s. Like, she was that girl. Like, she was, Halle Berry was the shit.
Yeah, man. I mean, she had it popping in. So, like, that whole, when that scene happened, that was bad, man. That mm-hmm. scene was, fuck. Like, they ruined the whole movie. I remember when it happened, I was like, what the fuck am I watching?
Yeah, and then Billy Bob was all like, I just like, nah, man, if it, let's be honest, people. If it had been another white dude, not Billy Bob Thornton, we probably wouldn't be sitting here talking about this right now. If it had been, like, fucking Brad Pitt, wouldn't have been an issue. Yeah. I can see Brad Pitt fucking Halle Berry, but Billy Bob Thornton, dude.
It was bad, man.
In the way she make feel good. Like, So your boyfriend, baby daddy, husband, whatever Puffy was to her, is in prison for killing somebody, and this the nigga you get a pussy up to? Man, none of his goons or nothing? None of his cousins? Man. Nobody? What?
The you fact that we out. Know that Billy Bob Thornton has a sex scene is a travesty.
I mean, you know, Billy Bob used to be nasty. That time him and Angelina Jolie showed up to the MTV Music Award, they're like, we just finished having sex in the car. And she was just like, oh, like, her, she was all disheveled. And I was like, I believe them. They not lying. I was like, this nigga ain't wash his dick off of nothing. Man, this man is sitting here.
Wait. So you trying to tell me that Billy Bob Thornton could have smashed Halle Berry and did smash Angelina Jolie?
Possibility.
He's my winner this week. Damn. That's a hell of a two to have in your bag, bro.
Hey, man. Anybody read Bobby Brown book, boy?
Hey, well, you know B-Eazy did. I haven't read it yet.
Yeah, B-Eazy read it. He was like, yo, he said Whitney Houston used to get down for hers, boy.
I kind of feel like that. I mean, she was from the hood anyway.
Yeah, they said she hit Arsenio, Eddie, Randall Cunningham.
Yeah,
who else was it? Blair Underwood.
Damn, you remember when Blair Underwood used to be the shit?
He was Denzel before Denzel.
Yeah, Blair Underwood was the shit.
He was the first Denzel, but he just didn't have that crossover appeal. Like, he was like, he was on the L.A. Law or some show.
Yeah, that's what I think it was. L.A. Law, L.A. Undercover, whatever the fuck, one of them lawyer shows.
L.A. Law, it was something law. I know
and
that.
He was running it. Like, he was running it.
Yeah, that guy, and then all of a sudden, Denzel did Glory, came out of nowhere and stole everything from him, man. Yo, Denzel got every, like, we need a black man with a good, clean face. Get that Washington guy. Washington guy.
Once he cried in Glory, that was a wrap. It was like, oh, yeah, this nigga. We got this dude. He done cried. He can cry on command. This is the one. He got cheekbones. This is the one. And now
I read one time, they said he has a symmetrical face. I said, God damn. And
it broke him down to the science of being attractive. Look at that shit. And now Denzel is
symmetrical.
He's what, 50 years old and he's doing action movies now? Who the fuck waits until they get old to do action movies?
Hey, man.
Denzel is kicking ass right now at 50 or 60 years old.
Look, I seen Denzel in person one day. He was at his son, like, because, you know, my brother-in-law played with John David. They played together in Morehouse. So when we went to a game one day, Denzel was there. Everybody's like, man, why Denzel ain't dressed up? I said, you know that nigga got at least 20 million. Why he gotta dress up? Like, I was like, I'd be just like him too. Niggas out there in like a little t-shirt, jeans, and like some fucking yard shoes. Nigga got on the Chef Curry's. And he was just out there just chilling. You know what I'm saying? Like, man, he gotta wear a fucking suit. Man.
Look, once you got money and celebrity, you wear what you want to. Like I told y'all, I saw Shannon Sharp. He came up in the goddamn Lenox Mall. He had on a sweatshirt, some biking shorts, and a fanny pack. Who was gonna say something? Who's gonna say something?
I mean, I would have joned him just because I'm black.
I'm like,
yo, I know you. The Tour de France came all the way over here.
I went Joe to Shannon Sharp, bro. What's gonna happen? I seen Shaq. Yes. When I saw Shaq in Lenox Mall, baggy denim jeans and a wife beater. That's it.
Damn.
I said, God, but it's Shaq. What you gonna say?
Gotta clown you. Like, I know you got money, so I'm gonna clown you. Like, but that white beater, goddamn, what side of that white? That's a sheet or something, man. I mean, I'm gonna say something.
That motherfucker was huge, bro.
I know. Shaq is probably because I've seen, like, I went to school with Brandon Haywood, and he was 7 feet tall.
But he's narrow as fuck.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I used to remember how big, so I could just imagine, like, Brandon Haywood with a fucking Shaq frame. That nigga would be because he was already tall as fuck.
Right.
And that shit was crazy, man.
That shit was huge.
I just revealed my age. God damn it. Edit that out, sorry.
We don't know how to edit. Sorry, it's not gonna happen.
Brent Haywood Jr.
Yeah. All right. Too late. Too late. The truth is out. Speaking of black shit, I guess that's the best we could do on this show, right? That's the best segue I got for you. Solange album came out last week. It was a very black week.
2 weeks ago, sorry. 2 weeks Get it right. We didn't do a show last week.
Right. That's why we missed it. Yeah, so it did come out before that. It came out like that Friday. Album's dropped on Friday now. Solange, have you listened to the album?
I listened to one song, FUBU.
Okay, how did you listen to FUBU and not Cranes? Cranes is the one that's got people cranking right now.
Oh, see, because I was on that site and particular poster posted a post or whatever about Solange album. That's the song he referenced in YouTube. And I listened to it, and I don't feel right with Solange using the word nigger so much in the song. It just didn't sit right with me. I was just like, it felt so forced, and I was just like, Solange, you ain't famous, but you famous. So, you know what I'm saying? So you ain't really felt like no nigga. You know what I'm saying? That little one time at the concert where you said, like, a lady told you to sit down because she couldn't see and she poured a drink on you and whatever. You just felt so bad because, see that right there? That let me know right now that you ain't really a nigga. So I just, that bothered me. It's just my opinions, not nothing King Germ or, it's just King Germ's opinion. So don't, you know I'm ignorant.
The right to cite, we don't give a fuck.
Yeah. So, I mean, I listened to the song and it just feel like she just trying so hard. You know, she's not for me. So I'm not going to.
You heard this one song. You haven't listened to the other albums.
Nope.
You heard this one song.
I heard Master P on the shit and everything. You know, Master P is my nigga. You know what I'm saying?
With the little narration.
I'll listen to Master P in the loose. I do that. So somebody put all the Master P in the loose on YouTube. Send me the link and I'll listen to that.
Okay. So when the album dropped, black Twitter and black people went crazy everywhere.
Yes.
This is the best album ever. You know, this is kind of how
they said this is To Pimp a Butterfly. Like the third version of whatever. This is female version.
Let's just slow down a little bit sometimes, man. You know what I mean? Like, look, I'm a Solange fan. I famously on this podcast said that Solange was dope, and I talked about her last album. I'm like, yo, she's dope. And Germ slandered the fuck out of her and me. Then me and the ruler of myself, you know, shout out. We were talking about how dope that album is. This album came out.
Remind the people how old the ruler of myself is.
I don't know how old he is.
Come on now, you know how old he is.
I really don't. How old is he?
He's under the age that, you know, got a little feminism in his DNA.
Come on, man.
You know, I'm just saying, but he my nigga though. We raised that nigga. So now that's my nigga, dog. I ain't worried about him. I know he ain't.
You can't do that.
Shout out to Rule of Myself. No, the Rule of Myself, wrong one. I'm thinking of Rick James, bitch. My bad.
Yeah, you tripping, man. Piece.
It's all right, man. Your editor, man. God damn it.
Rule of Myself from that site.
Yeah, I'm talking about Rick James, bitch. My bad.
You was trying to... Okay, so let's clean that all the way up. You was trying to piggyback off the joke he made on Twitter.
Yes.
That's what you was trying to do. The Anthony Anderson meme. That's what you was trying to do.
Yes.
All right, got you. It was the wrong cat. We talked about how dope she is and shit like that. This album came out. Everybody went crazy. It's the dopest shit ever. Blackness, Black Week ever. Blah, blah, blah. Black, black, blackity, black, black. And I'm black, y'all. And I'm black, y'all. And, like, that's what we did. It's a good album. It doesn't have that takeover feel to me. Like, I've listened to it 2 or 3 times. I don't feel compelled to go back and listen to it again. Like, I might listen to it if I'm in that kind of mood, but it's not one of those albums that I gotta press repeat.
Oh, so this is not the greatest shit you ever heard in your life, so all right, like, everybody said in.
Personally, no.
I'm so, whoa, she's way, this is better than anything. I mean, I think it's a Nas, Jay-Z situation with this. Like, where in this situation, Beyonce is Jay-Z and Solange is Nas. Like, people want her to win so bad that they are blinded. That this is garbage, you know what I'm saying? But you loving this shit, like, oh, this is... They just, you know, but just like I said, I ain't listen to it. So this just means you're speaking.
It's,
you know, first.
This is like when you have one of those days of, like, you're really hungry or really thirsty.
Yeah.
And somebody give you some shit and you like, this is what I needed. But it's not really the best shit ever.
But it was good that day.
That's what it is, man. This Solange album, we needed it because it speaks about being black. It speaks about blackness, and that's cool. But it doesn't make it the dopest album out there. It's just, it's cool. It's still a good album. She did her job. She hooked y'all up with some good music that's got y'all inspired and all that shit, and that's dope.
Yeah.
But it's not, like, artistically, it's not the dopest shit out there. That's all I'm saying. But props to her for providing an album for us, and I appreciate that. Along those same lines, it's kind of TV talk, but I'm going to bring it up now just because we're on the same land. It was the same week. Luke Cage came out. I think it was that same Friday, right? I think Jeremy got a call. So Luke Cage came out. I believe it was that same Friday, and everybody went ape shit crazy. And I need to know if Jerm watched it. So we're gonna have to pin it right there until Jerm's come back.
What you mean? Hold on. You said something about what?
Luke Cage. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I did. I'm on episode like 11 or 12.
So what? Now you binge watch. What's taking you so long to watch this?
I mean, I do got a life, and I mean I've been watching it ever since, like, I think I started maybe Friday. Thursday or Friday, I think I started.
And this hour-long episode, so I mean, it's 13 hours of TV. It's a little bit of time. What do you think so far? Because you're almost done. There's only like 2 episodes left.
It's like my favorite superhero shit I've ever seen in my life.
So why is it your favorite though?
Because it's so fucking black.
What do you
it's
mean?
Like, this, it's this like is it's like a black. Like it's it ain't all. It don't feel. It just feel different. It just feel like I can relate to this. Like this, the whole little. It's in present day Harlem, and it's just, you know, it's black. You know what I'm saying? It's just black. Like it's just like the tone, like the characters, the way they, you know, the characters they use, and everybody mostly of a ethnicity. You know what I'm saying? So the language, everything is like, hey, it's so relatable, man. Man, this shit. That's why I'm loving it. Like, yo, Luke Cage, I'm like, damn, the motherfucker from Savannah, Georgia. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, shit like, you know, I'm like, damn, Luke Cage from the South, nigga. Like,
so what? It feels like our normal. Right, it feels like our normal. This is what we would see.
Yeah, he look like fucking Julius from goddamn Everybody Hate Chris. Now he look like some, you know, look reckless shit.
So, outside of that, the acting. What do you think about the acting on the show?
Acting is good.
Like, you think it's like top notch? Like,
I mean, it's Marvel. Like, it's up there with all the rest of the shit. Like, I don't see nothing wrong. Like, everything is. You know what I'm saying? I like everything about it, bro. Like, I mean, I really do. Like, you know what I'm saying? The whole, like, Alfre Woodard fucking doing her fucking deal. Like, she really, like, you know, Alfre always put her foot into the role, man. You know what I'm saying? She got a good one in this one. It got a lot of people that you recognize in it. That makes it a plus. You know, your boy Cottonmouth, that's your boy from, that's Remy Denton from, what's that show called? House of Cards. And you got Shades, that's Juice from Sons of Anarchy. You got, who else you got? It's a whole lot of familiar faces. You know, you got your boy Pops from the shop. You know, he was everything. Goddamn, pick a role, nigga.
Pick a role.
You know what I'm saying? He was Burrell on The Wire. He was a daddy on the show with, what was it? Something, you know, him.
Hey, and full circle, we talked about Friday After Next, and next Friday, we talked about that 2 weeks ago. And old boy is in there. No More Locked Doors was the Latino drug
king. Oh, that's Domingo.
Yeah, Domingo.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's kind of full circle. So I like the show. I think it's a good show. I definitely feel the blackness, so there's a kinship with it that way.
The music, man. The music. Hey, that song by Jadena,
dope as fuck.
That song by Jadena, though, man. I
didn't
like,
know Jadena could spit.
Bruh, me neither. I was just like,
I didn't know Jadena could spit. I said, oh shit, this nigga got bars. All right.
You know, you hear some Wu-Tang and shit. You know, so this shit, like, just the music. Man, that's what I said, bro. Oh, this shit is dope, bro. This shit is dope.
It's got good references and shit like that. I was talking to my wife about this because apparently white people are outraged at how black the show is.
Oh, I mean, it's in Harlem.
But I don't... See, so this is where, I guess, where we defer a little bit. I still think the show is dope. But I don't feel like the show itself is doing anything extra black. And I guess that's because it feels normal to me. So I can't... I'm not able to see it from some white person's eyes who's been the normal to see this as being offensive. I don't catch it. It doesn't make sense to me. It's not like these motherfuckers is out here giving away... We're not losing recipes on this show. There's slight references to books and shit like that. Hip-hop references, you know, Method Man. If you don't know who Method Man is, that's not because the movie's black. It's because you're blind. Method Man's all over the place.
Yes, he's been in The Wire. He's been in all type of shows.
He's been everywhere. So he's not a black celebrity. Method Man is out there. The show doesn't feel extra black to me to where white people shouldn't be able to relate.
Yeah, feel uncomfortable. Like, y'all watch all the other stuff with black people and they killing each other. Y'all love that shit. Y'all watch Straight Outta Compton and say that was great. You know, so why would this make you feel uneasy? You know, I don't get it. When people say that stupid shit, I be like, what does it matter for superheroes black or whatever, whatever? You know what I'm saying? It doesn't fucking matter. You know what I'm saying?
Now, and I don't think that the acting is especially fantastic. I gotta say that part.
I'm bounded, so I don't even care about acting.
As long as we have that as a reference, let's make sure that we document this episode that Jerm said I'm bounded is dope. This is episode 328.
Look. I'm bounded is what? That's a dope movie. Like, I don't care, man. Listen. If I could find that shit on DVD, I'd buy it. I got it on video, VHS, but I don't have no VHS player. Look, that shit, one day, my partner set an incense on top of my TV or whatever, and the shit was on my unbounded tape. So when the incense burned down, it had melted my motherfucking tape, dog. I was so motherfucking.
So it was one of the cone incense?
Nah, the long one.
Shit, and it burned it?
Man, it burnt. It set right on the plastic and it burnt right on top of the damn. God. So I got an incense line going through my motherfucking shit, man.
God damn. It's a good ass show. You know what I'm saying? I do think that Angela Bassett would have been a better role for Misty. Mm-mm. I think she would have nailed that role.
No.
Angela Misty Bassett could play. Hey, Angela Bassett
that show. Oh, she's too old to be Misty.
She looks great.
I don't care how she looks. Her age, she's 60.
She's 50. Give her 10 years.
Ain't no way she's 50.
She's 50 years old. She just celebrated like her 50th birthday.
You know she married? No, she gotta be older than 50, bruh.
Fact check it. I believe Angela Bassett's like 52.
You know she married to the nigga that played Johnny Cochran in OJ shit?
Yeah, what's his...
Courtney Vance.
Yeah, Courtney Vance. She's 58.
I told you, 60, nigga.
58. Right. She's still
60. That's 60, bro. She's staring 60 down the... Look, she got her two fingers pointing her eyes right now looking 60. 60 right there, cuz.
I think her acting would have been great for that role.
She's too old.
Man, whatever. At first, Cottonmouth, I wasn't...
You a 50-year-old detective, something wrong with you. You need... Hey, man, no. Misty is perfect, man.
She her partner fine. Was 50. What the fuck are you talking about?
But Misty was fine, though, man. Come on, man.
Misty's fine to you?
Misty, talking about the cop, right?
Yeah.
Yes, Misty... The girl, the bartender girl that framed him. Ooh.
See, okay, but Missy's a little slim for your taste, right?
No. I can't deny beauty. Like, look, you know what I'm saying? But you know,
we starting fine. To sound like Trump people out here. We gotta.
I ain't grabbing nobody by the pussy.
We gotta write the shit, man. We gotta stop talking about women. I mean, that's regular locker room talk. We exposing the locker room talk right now.
But we all being respectful. And look, sometimes after we would it, I was like, yo, I smashed.
Hey, so are you into the comic book Luke Cage at all? Are you into that side of it?
Never. I don't know none of these comic book niggas. If you ain't Spider-Man, Wolverine, some of the, you know, like, I don't know your fucking story. I don't know none of these comic books. All right? I never read comic books. I just watched the movies. So niggas know I sit at the movies. I ask people questions after the movie. I'm like, yo, so who was that? How's he doing that? You know, because I mean, I'm not into the comics. No, but this is my first time hearing about Luke Cage. I was like, yo, what's his deal? Like, yo, why has he got to, you know? Then I found out the backstory because I ain't want to know too much so it'll spoil it.
Yeah.
So you know what I'm saying? So I do research after I finish watching.
So I was kind of digging around after, you know, I watched a couple episodes and I was like, okay, what's going on with Alfred Wood's character? What's her name? Black Mariah? So Cottonmouth said Black Mariah.
He called it and she got upset.
Yeah, and I was like, what the fuck is that about? So I researched it. Her character in the comic book is like a big ass woman, like 400 pound chick who she doesn't have any superpowers, but her demeanor is kind of the same as Alfred Wood's character in the show. So I was like, what the fuck? I wonder if I had known all that other shit, would it have changed the movie? If she was like a big ass chick in this movie, would it have changed it? And I think it would have changed it and fucked it up. Like her being the congressman and being the drug kingpin, that shit, and the way Shades like hit the switch for her, I think she played that shit perfect. I think the whole show is actually pretty dope. I'm mad that it's over already, though. So like, we gotta wait. How long we gotta wait now?
That's the binge. That's the downside of the binge, bro.
Yeah, it's like fuck.
Withdrawal symptoms. That's why I let shit build up much as I can, and then because you know when I go in, man, I go in, bro. Like I dedicate. That's all I'm watching.
Yeah, I should have did it like Game of Thrones, because when I started watching Game of Thrones, we was already like 4 seasons in. Mm-hmm. So that binge lasted for, like a month. It took me forever to get that shit watched. But by the time I was done watching, the new season was coming on, so it was perfect. Now I'm in the same, what they call it, the show hole on TV. I'm in the same show hole as everybody else. Like, damn. We'll come back to TV talk in a minute. We got some other shit that we didn't.
Oh, no. You've been still watching Atlanta?
I need to catch up on last night's episode.
Okay.
But I've been watching up to now. Ago. It's still a good show.
Yeah, it's a real good show. Got a lot more depth than people think. I ain't going to go like on that site, but it does got a little subtle black shit that black people get. And, you know, maybe like, yo, you get that? You know what I'm saying? Like,
I still don't understand artistically or any other kind of way the black Justin Bieber. I still don't get it.
Because they saying if Justin Bieber was black, you know what I'm saying? You know, that's how it'd go. You know what I'm saying? If he was black, Justin Bieber.
But they still, like, the level of fuckery was, I don't know. Maybe I'm not intellectual enough to understand it.
Maybe
it
was funny to me. Yeah.
But it was.
It was saying, like, yo, all he did was make a song and y'all gave, you know what I'm saying? Y'all, you know, he was wilding out. I guess maybe they were showing Justin Bieber thinks he black. I don't know.
It was weird. And I saw all the think pieces and shit on the internet. And I can't. This show.
Go ahead. My bad.
I was just going to say, this show, we've already given it everything. The think pieces are all over the place. So even if I enjoy the show, somebody's going to come and fuck it up with their long diatribe of how deep and something this is.
Yeah.
So I try not to read all that shit. It's still a good show, but I don't know.
Yeah. I think it's supposed to be, it ain't supposed to be that deep. It ain't like fucking, you know what I'm saying? It's just like, yo, like we making a fucking episode. Just like we saying on, you know, this week's episode, you're going to be like, what the fuck? When you watch it, because I'm telling you, you're going to be like, what the fuck?
When are we going to see the get back for the dude the Paperboy shot? Is that ever going to happen again? Because I've never seen a show open up with a shooting that seems to be inconsequential.
Mm.
Well, now maybe it's just 6 now?
7.
Episode 7, and there nothing else has happened from this shooting.
I mean, like, he was found. He on trial for it. What you mean? Like, he bailed himself out?
But he ain't. Okay, so
Georgia's a stand your ground state. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
stand your ground with what? He ain't got no. The dude he shot ain't have no weapon.
But you still can stand your ground, dog. If you feel like you are being, in, if you feel like your life is in danger, that's what the stand your ground law is. You can shoot. Trayvon didn't have no weapon either.
Yeah, but the dude that shot him wasn't black. Like, this is two black dudes in an altercation in the hood in Atlanta.
He's a popular rapper. He got a good lawyer. He can argue the stand your ground thing. He can say he's a target because he's a rapper and people coming at him every day. He's got a licensed firearm and somebody, you know, came at him aggressively and he felt like his life was in danger. And I noticed these words keep coming up, you know what I'm saying, to get you on my side, you know what I'm saying, and I shot.
I just need to see more consequences. More like, so the first place he went to, when he went to JR's, he had the pub and they gave him the wings, you know what I'm saying, with the sauce on them, and that shit was dope. And then when the motherfucker was seen out there with the kids, they were like, yo, you the dude that shot old boy, you paper boy. Like, that gave him a little rep. But outside of the first, what, 2 or 3 episodes, I haven't heard shit else about it. And I feel like it should be more part of the story. That's just me. But I'm a nerd on that kind of shit. Like, I feel like stuff needs to be consistent and make sense. But I'm still watching ATL, of course. It's not gonna go the way of Ballers for me. I'm gonna continue to watch this show. Ballers, I'm done with. Rock has failed me. I don't give a shit about what else happens on that show. We gotta talk about your boy, man. We miss this. We hella late on this, but we still gotta talk about it because I know that you have special ties to Shorty Low.
Yeah, man.
If you've been in a strip club in Atlanta, you know Shorty Low's music. Yep. Can't help it.
You've been to Atlanta, you know Shorty Low's music.
Right. And now, maybe if you go to Magic City.
Hip-hop more than 12 years, you know Shorty Low.
Shorty Low passed. We all know about that. Now, the funeral is what a lot of people didn't know about.
Yes.
So when I saw on Instagram, because I, you know, I follow the Blue Flame on Instagram, I opened up Instagram that morning and hey, there was a fucking hearse outside.
Yeah.
And it says Shorty Low stopping by one last time. And I was like, wait, what the fuck are they talking about? So then you go on the internet and you see all the pictures. Apparently the casket rolled by the Blue Flame and people paid their respects.
Yep. Rolled through the hood. to the trap.
Like, what the fuck are we doing?
Man, look, it's all right. No, that shit was fantastic. That shit was fucking, that's what real niggas do when they die, nigga. Like, niggas get buried in Lamborghinis. Like, the nigga got buried in, like, a black tee. His chain, he had some shades on. You know what I'm saying? Like, you ever been to a nigga funeral, niggas be throwing weed and blunts in the fucking casket and shit? So you ain't never seen that at a funeral, sorry.
No. Okay. No, there's levels to that shit. You know, number one, I'm a suburb boy. Number two, I haven't had a lot of people that were close to me die to where I need to be at your fucking funeral. So there's people that I've known in the past, but we were tight. I'm not going to say my last respects for what?
Yeah. I mean, you know, you got a homeboy that was buried, like my homeboy buried in some jogging pants, nigga. Like,
but so that's the, like, is there a dress code? How are you supposed to be buried? You should be buried how people remember you, I thought.
Yeah. So, I mean, they remembered you in some, like, you seen the one dude that was, he had his thing, he was sitting up.
He was sitting up with the J's the chair, on, like, the fucking Tommy Hilfiger shirt, and the whole night he was G'd up. But yeah, he was sitting up. It was a little spooky. You know what I'm saying?
Put me in some flip. But see, first of all, I don't want to be in a casket. I want to be cremated. Keep me in the house. I want to be around. You know what I'm saying? But I don't care if I'm in a jar in the motherfucking garage, nigga.
But that's you wanting to be around so you can just guilt people into doing the right shit. That's so that when Queen Jones, she tries to remarry, you want to be in the house so she feel bad.
Hey, I'm gonna hunt her. She ain't get new. She ain't get new. If I die before her, she ain't get new dick. Plus,
that is fucked up.
I'm gonna hunt the fuck out of her.
So heaven forbid, let me find some wood real quick before I ask this question. Here we go. So heaven forbid something happens to you and you pass tomorrow. Your kids are at the age where they need a male figure around. What if she finds somebody that can be around and help the kids out grow up? It's formative years. This is important time.
Nah. I've done enough teaching in the years I've been around. They like to last a lifetime.
Damn.
Nah.
Ain't neither one of them driving yet. Like, this is about to be some important shit. They got dating ahead of them and prom and college decisions.
Nah.
They need a man around, bruh. Damn, so Queen Germ, once you die, that's it. She's just a widow forever.
Yeah, man, she a widow, nigga.
She a widow, hey. And she celibate.
And celibate.
Damn. You a tough one, man. How do I want to go out? I don't, you know, me and my wife.
I mean, just like, what kind of funeral you want to have, so, right? Like, me, I want to have a second line in my funeral. Like, I'm from New Orleans. I don't want my funeral to be like a sad event, because that ain't how I am. You know what I'm saying? I want us to have a good time. You know what I'm saying? It'd be like a little, you know, a memorial, but it'd be like a, not a roast, but, you know, some damn near close. You know what I'm saying?
That'd probably be a dope way to go out, actually having a roast. But I really don't give a shit. I really don't give a shit. However, the people that decide that they want to do something, however they want to do it, I don't care. I'm not here anymore. What the fuck do I care for? It doesn't matter to me. I am all about efficiency and cost. Whatever the fuck is cheapest for you and the quickest way for you to get it done, go ahead.
Yeah, don't let the funeral man take all our money, man. You know, I'm only leaving you a set amount, so hey.
Yeah, don't sit up there and motherfuckers like, yeah, you know, this casket is $11,000 like on Queen Sugar and shit. Like, nah, there's not a debate for us to have. What do you have for $200?
Yeah, cremate me. How much that cost?
Right. How much it cost to burn the body? Cool. What do you want to do with the ashes? I don't give a shit. Leave it in the furnace.
And then he got a weed jar. Let's give it here. I'm putting in his weed jar.
Like, I don't give a shit. I don't sweat that shit, but I know that I got it coming up. Like, you know, morbid as it is, the parents are getting older. I'm going to have to deal with this shit. And they pretty much said the same shit, which sucks because they're telling me, which means I'm going to be responsible for it. And neither one of them live with the rest of the family members.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, my dad is in Phoenix, but all his family's in South Carolina. There's no way he would want me to fly him to South Carolina.
Why not?
Because he don't even go to South Carolina now and he's alive.
Okay.
So, he ain't going to fly across the country to be buried.
Okay.
So, it's like, however you want to handle it. Don't put that on me. Nah, I got to deal with this shit.
Look, put it in the email, send it to me. So
hey, man, put that shit in your will. Exactly what you want to happen. So I ain't got to do nothing. Don't tell me no however you want to handle it, because they'll be like, hey, where's your pops at? Oh, man, shit. I just went ahead and took care of it. He got him burnt down, chopped him down, threw him in the backyard. He's done. We didn't get to say our respects. I don't want the responsibility. So I don't know, man. I don't. The hood thing, that seemed a little weird to me. Like, if I was in the Blue Flame that night, and the DJ, because you know the DJ gonna come up there, yo, we got Shorty Low outside. Make sure y'all come out. I'll pay your respects to Shorty Low. I'm gonna be like, hold on, bro. I mean, he tried to pay some nice little young ladies way through college, and you got a dead body outside. And I told my homegirl, I said, this ain't the first time that a dead body's been at the Blue Flame, but it's the first time it came by my choice.
Yeah, this funeral was live streamed on Facebook.
Shut up, man. No, it wasn't.
I swear to God it was, my nigga. That's all I know about it. The funeral was live streamed on Facebook, man. This shit was crazy. Nothing people taking safe. Selfies. Look, people were taking selfies with the casket. And then,
wait, you're saying the funeral was live? So we're not talking about the Blue Flame no more.
No, we're talking about the real funeral. Like, it was an event. Like, it was an event. Like, people was like, who was there? Like, I seen people on their Instagram. Yo, man, Shorty Low funeral. Like, this shit was crazy, man.
Was Shorty Low that big?
He was Bankhead's finest, man. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Like, the nigga, like, he was like the, like, T.I. when he went out Hollywood. Shorty Low reminded niggas, like, how you know, of a Bankhead nigga. And so that's why Shorty Low was loved in the hood so much. And, you know. Yo, Queen Germ in the building. Hey, Queen Germ.
What's up, Queen Germ? Hey.
It's all right here. So you got to speak
hey,
to
it's all right.
You got to speak I to the nation.
It. Say what's up to the nation.
Hi, Nephi. I'm Fro Nation.
Fro Nation.
Fro Nation.
She's so disrespectful.
Another podcast on Nephi.
Oh, okay. My bad.
You're stupid, man.
We like mentioning their name. They need ratings so bad over there. The motherfuckers starving. They starving, so all right.
You're stupid, man. This shit is just that funeral. That's weird. Everything is broadcast now.
Yeah, I mean everything is broadcast now. So I don't people taking pictures at funerals is a thing now because it's so
sick.
Yeah, I'm not with that. I don't like taking pictures of. Don't take no picture of me in my casket. That's why I ain't gonna be in no casket. So that nah.
Casket like selfies got to stop. Casket selfies and ICU selfies.
Yeah,
that's
it's
gotta
very
stop.
Disrespectful because don't take a picture of somebody dead.
Yeah, I don't want to see that shit. When my father-in-law was sick, he was in the hospital. You know what I'm saying? He had a stroke. So he's in the hospital and they got him all wired up and shit. And the chick that he was with, his friend or whatever the fuck that situation is, took a picture, sent it to my wife. And how the fuck is she supposed to react? Her dad is 1,000 miles away. She opened the goddamn text and her pops just laying there with wires and shit hanging out. I was like, man, come on. What's wrong with people?
Exactly. I don't need to see that. Like, I was, like, you know what I'm saying? When my grandfather passed, man, I was like, I am not going home until he passed away. I would not see him laid up. I just couldn't do it. That's not going to be my lasting image. Like, nah, man.
See, now, I don't know if I agree with that. Because my pops had that situation. When his brother passed, he didn't go see him. And he hadn't seen him in years. But, his brother was in the hospice. Mm-hmm. And I was like, so you going to go see him? He's like, nah, I don't want to see him like that. I'm like, well, damn, you ain't seen him no other way neither.
I mean, I just couldn't, you know, that was just, I think for my sanity, I couldn't be there. Like, yeah, I'm glad, like, that shit would've, that was the only male figure I had in my life, and that would've fucked me up, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'd rather, you know what I'm saying, you know, the last time I seen him and talked to him, you know, I mean, I talked to him, you know, like, before he passed away, you know what I'm saying, everything, but I ain't see him, but, you know, last time I seen him, he was good, but yeah.
This shit is weird, man. I don't know how to operate that shit. Like,
yeah, man.
I don't know how to navigate that. And that's, you know, one of my homeboys, I'm going back to St. Louis in a little bit, and my homeboy was almost dead. Like, he had stage 4B cancer. I didn't even know there was letters to that shit. And I was like, you know, how does that shit, when he told me about it, I was like, I don't know how to, what do I do? Like, I know being here, you're supposed to be there for somebody, but all you gonna say is the bullshit that they don't have an answer to. How you feeling? I feel like shit. Well, what you need? Nothing you can do from there, nigga. Like, so how do you? I don't know how to console people in that situation. I don't know how to. Like,
fuck,
yeah, my emotions is fucked up like that. Like, I'm very. If you can do something, do it. I'm very action oriented, solutions oriented. If it's not a solution, I don't want to hear that shit. How you doing? The fuck, I'm doing like shit. What you mean how I'm doing? So I don't know how this shit works, but you know, apparently that worked for Shorty Low and his people. everybody was happy about it. So, you know, that's how it rolls. We got to talk about your girl, man. We talked about Halle Berry.
Yeah.
We got to talk about Janet Jackson. That shit goes together somewhere. Janet Jackson's 50 years old.
Yep.
She's also apparently pregnant.
Wow.
Now, if I remember right, Janet Jackson is dating a rich Jewish white guy now.
Indian something. Some foreigner.
So we went from Elle DeBarge and an alleged baby to who was after Elle DeBarge?
Jermaine Dupri. We
just gonna skip 30 years. Yeah. We just went from Rhythm of the Night to goddamn Welcome to Atlanta. That's why we ain't getting no checks. We just fucked up the whole goddamn story. But Janet Jackson's pregnant at 50 years old. Big deal or no deal?
Big deal and no deal.
How the fuck is it both?
Because it's a no deal because, you know, people have babies every day, B. And you know what I'm saying? But it's another deal because it's like a 50-year-old lady having a baby, bro. That shit weird as fuck. When you go to your child graduation, you're going to be 68 years old, bro. Damn. You could be old as fuck. Like, you could be, like, everybody, oh, your grandmother's here. That's my mom. Whoa. Like, you know what I'm saying? That's like thinking about in 2016, the average age of a grandma is like 30 in the 30s. So you could be fucking 68. You gonna be like great great grandma age, my nigga. Like, that shit crazy.
But you still gonna be Janet Jackson. Yeah, they still gonna carry you around like they do Madonna.
Janet Jackson ain't had a hit in a while, bro. We giving her too much leeway, bro. She was the original. Oh, you Michael Jackson's brother, sister. You know what I'm saying?
Damn.
She ain't had a hit since like the 90s, man.
God damn. How did you just slander Janet Jackson?
We giving Janet Jackson a lot of fucking rope because she can to Michael, man. You know what I'm saying?
Like, she was dope. You don't think Janet was dope in her own right?
Michael make anybody look good, man.
Hold on, what are you talking about? This ain't. I'm not saying besides Michael Jackson.
Don't get me wrong, Janet Jackson, great performer.
Okay, wait.
Decent to not even average to decent singer. You know what I'm saying? Great performer. She can't sing. So, you know what I'm saying? So, whoever Jimmy jamming and writing the songs for, I mean, she was a great little puppet. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, didn't Michael Jackson, the dude that wrote a couple of his songs, just die? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Shout out. I'm just going to give a little shout out. I can't think of his name.
Dude wrote Thriller. So, wait.
Getting back to Janet.
Janet. Okay, so we're talking about the Janet Jackson that did Janet Jackson, her first album. Janet. She did Control.
Great performer.
She did Velvet Rope.
Great performer.
She did 20 Year Old. She did Discipline. Like,
song she sang, dog, didn't take no vocal talent, man. We like Janet because she was up there dancing. Pleasure Principle, her best video still to this day. You know what I'm saying? Why? She was dancing. Ain't song dope. It ain't singing. I mean, it's just like the beat, you know, everything. But we like the video. That's what tell us something.
What about movies? What about Good Times? What about Poetic Justice? What about Why Did I Get Married? What about Nutty Professor?
Oh, she's a Tyler Perry actress, man. Come on, man. She ain't no top actress. She's Janet Jackson.
So disrespectful. What's your favorite Janet album?
One with Pleasure Principle on it.
God damn. Probably.
Rhythm Nation. I mean, one of them. I mean, I don't listen to Janet after that, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, nah. So I didn't listen to Velvet Rope. Like, my sister right now, she listen to Frocast. She gonna call me soon. She listen to Frocast. Be like, yo. How could you fucking do that? She is a Janet and Michael stan.
Right. I don't understand how you didn't say Velvet Rope.
I didn't listen to that shit. I didn't like all that shit.
How the fuck did you like Freaky Janet?
I just wasn't a Janet Jackson fan. Like, I told you. You know what I'm saying? Like, nah. Mm-mm.
I Get So Lonely is like one of her best hits ever.
Hey, I take your word for it, man.
Nah, damn, man. Hey, Janet, stay up. You know what I'm saying? I know she's supposed to be going on tour.
Come on, man. I turn, man. That's the way love goes with the number one video on the little countdown. I'm like, oh, God.
It's a dope-ass song.
Oh, man.
Sacrilegious, man. So if you don't feel shit about Janet Jackson, you can't feel shit about Kim K, right?
Oh, I'm happy the fucking bottom fell out in the story.
What do you mean? The story is that Kim K got robbed in Paris. Kanye was doing a show somewhere, Kim K got robbed by gunpoint and they stole jewelry. Kanye cut his show short and went to fly with her, to be with her.
Yeah, but okay, now the story is that she was shooting some show, a reality show, and they was going, you know, they was going to stage like a little robbery, but then she reported to the police, and so now you report a fake crime because all of the stage you weren't supposed to be. Because the police, as soon as they heard the story, they was questioning, like, yo, how did they get through this door? Somebody had to let them in. Like, they ain't break the door down. You know what I'm saying? You open the door for them. You know what I'm saying? So, and she said she was tied up, and then, you know, the story was just $10 million worth of jewels, and, you know, and it was just ridiculous, man.
But wait, so how do you report a story if you know it's fake?
That's what I'm saying. She was doing it for the show. She didn't know that it's a serious crime. She thought she was just like, I'm Kim Kardashian. Tell him it's a show. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
like,
so she was following through with the prank.
Yes.
And she went too far with the shit.
Went too far. And so they said they might catch some charges behind this.
Yeah, see, I hadn't heard that part. Like, I was ready to defend Kanye because a lot of people was calling Kanye a bitch for cutting his show short and running to his wife's side like he was going to do something. That's what the fuck you're supposed to do. You know what I'm saying? That's your wife. But if it was some fake shit, so did Kanye not know?
They got, look, now they got the tape of the robbery. You know what I'm saying? Come on, man. It's too much going on, man. I'm robbing Kim K. You think somebody going to record this shit? Hell nah. I'm slapping everybody in the room. Ain't nobody seeing shit. It's motherfucking, I'm slapping everybody across the head. Caitlin, Bruce, I'm slap Caitlin and Bruce, goddamn, say, which one you with? Bap, Caitlin, Bruce, bap, man, hit me twice. You know what I'm saying?
Because some of the shit that they stole, allegedly, was, like, very unique. Like, it was only one of two diamonds in the world that made her ring or some shit like that.
Exactly.
What you, come on, you can't fence that shit, bro.
It's all right. You travel with your Ty Cobb rookie card all the time? No.
Hell no. Look, as I prepare for my trip to St. Louis, I'll try to figure out what Jordans I'm not taking.
Exactly.
Like, certain shit is just not going to make the trip. Like, even before I get to decision factor, some of you not making it. Gym Red 12s, no chance in hell. Yeah. It's not going to happen.
So I said, I'm going to be like Jeremy. I'm just going to wear some flip-flops.
Yeah, you know, I'm not afraid of my people, but hey, look, they're not top five in the crime thing for 5 years for no reason. Just saying.
Matter of fact, I'm taking all B-team shoes with me. I'm taking some all-black, some show I can wear with every outfit. All-black Air Maxes, come on.
Let me go ahead and get these Adidas Sambas in the black and the white. That ought to cover the whole week. I can use those at the gym, too. I'm good. That's a wrap. Like, damn, yeah. I see all the pictures you put on Facebook and shit. I thought you had the shoe game proper. I do, at home. It's great at home. Today, you get these Nike Dunks on your ass. I don't understand why she had that much jewelry. That's a little weird, but you know, it's all fucked up. Did we have any more TV talk? I know we're supposed to come back, but I think we covered Atlanta.
We covered both the shows, Luke Cage and ATL. That's the only thing that really matters right now.
That's it, man. Football. What do you think about football so far this season?
Well, since we don't have time to talk about real football, we'll talk about the Coach Germ update. It's all right. It is football.
Yeah, it's football.
Yeah. It's the fundamental. It's the starts. Yeah, man. Tom Brown Gladiators, man. We got robbed Tuesday night. Got robbed. We was up 7-6. It was like a minute, some change to go. Might have been third, fourth down. I don't know what down it was. The other team had the ball. They threw the ball. My guy intercepted it and went to the ground. Referee signaled it was our ball. Next thing you know, during that process, another kid had, you know, he was down there wrestling, trying to take the ball away from my dude, but my dude was already down. So they wrestling, whistles blowing. He wrestled the ball away from my guy. The head ref signaled that it's their ball. So I was just like, what the fuck? And a first down. You know what I'm saying? Like, so I'm just like, what the fuck? Like, they on like the 5-yard line. I was just like, man, what the fuck kind of bullshit is this, man? I was like, my man went, you know what I'm saying? He had the ball and went to the ground. He down. Like, this ain't pro. Like, why are you letting them wrestle for the ball? You know, he go, nah, man, they fighting for it. Nah, ain't no fight. My man, they had a fight. He caught it and went to the ground. So they fucking score, go up on us 12-7. We get the ball back. Now, mind you, my quarterback checked himself out the game, said he had a concussion in the second quarter.
He's said like, he had a concussion.
He diagnosed himself with a concussion. So I just set him down. And this is my quarterback, my motherfucking star player, nigga. Like, and you check yourself out second quarter. So all the rest of the second quarter, we ain't had you. third quarter he had you. All of the fourth. The only thing in the fourth he played was the last 35 seconds. So I went to him. I said, look, I saw him over there cheering, talking. You know, oh, so you good now. Right. Okay, look, go put your stuff on. I need you on this last drive. You know, we got all the way down to like the 20. We had two timeouts. So came out to the last play. We was going through the little double pass. But on the screen pass, the first pass, he caught it too low. And when he caught, his knee was down. So the play was over right there. But, you know, we would have had a heave-ho to see what happened. But anyway, yeah, we got robbed. Yeah, it was horrible. But my boys, they stepped up because, you know, I was trying. It was good for them to see that we ain't a one-man team. Like, we can win without Aiden. You know what I'm saying? Like, so they stepped up. They played for a whole 32 minutes. Like, it was just, I mean, that was a good-ass game. Like, everybody was like, yo, this was a good fucking game. And I couldn't even be mad with my boys. I couldn't even face them after the game, though, because of how we got robbed. I would have cried like a motherfucker, man. I ain't even gonna front, man. I would have taught them because they fought so hard, nigga. Like, that would have been that moment. I would have been talking to them and crying, but I was just like, I gotta get myself together, man. So too old for this shit.
That leads right into your keeping 100.
Is it cool for a man to cry? Is it okay for me to cry? Sorry, when was the last time you cried? Real talk.
Oh, shit.
Okay. Crying, okay.
Now we're not talking about sports related?
Let's get it right. Yeah, yeah. Crying out of grief, that's one thing, but like, is that another thing? I mean, you know, like, I know one day, bro, I was getting some laundry out the fucking washing machine or the dryer, one of the two. And all of a sudden, now I was just overcome with emotion, man. I just started crying and shit, man. I was like, what the fuck? And then it was just like,
hey, man, that's a sign you're getting old. That's a sign you're getting old. I was watching.
But it was like, I don't know.
It's the sign you're getting old, man. I think the last time I actually might have been the first episode of Queen Sugar. When their pops died, I think I cried a little bit, man. I don't even know why, but I just remember crying a little bit. And I was like, what the fuck is going on? Like, this ain't even extra somber. But yeah, that's how you get old, bro.
Damn, because I know, like, yesterday in practice, man. Like, yesterday just was fucked up. Because, I was talking to the kids about how good they fought for me and everything. And then it was the one little kid I was telling you, the one I was picking up every day and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, so his mom sent me a text yesterday and was like, yo, coach, I hate to tell you this, but we moving today. We moving to Pensacola, and he won't be coming back to the team, you know, all that. I was just like, that was my little dude. Like, you know what I'm saying? I was just like, and then I could tell Tuesday night something went right. You know what I'm saying? Because he was just like, he must have known, but he didn't want to tell me. You know what I'm saying? He would have told me, man, oh, my God, bro. And then he went in and played quarterback for me that night when my quarterback got damn pussed out. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, it was. I was really emotional. Like, I was really emotional the other day, and I was like, I was on the verge, my nigga. I was on the verge, my nigga. Like,
whoa. I definitely think it's okay for me to cry. Like, I've only seen my father cry twice in my life, and it was very extreme circumstances. But I don't think that's a benchmark for anybody. Like, that's kind of why this week my winner is Kid Cudi. I think that black people, look at you laughing. I think black people and the way we handle emotions and we handle mental illness and shit is all fucked up. And our relationship with those things is wrong. Men being able to cry and show a full range of emotions is actually a stronger person to me than somebody who's just fighting not to cry. You're usually the motherfucker that's gonna go crazy. Kid Cudi, he's got some mental issues. He's got some addiction issues. He decided to check himself in to get some rehab. That's what you're supposed to fucking do. You recognize it's a problem, you get help. That's how this shit works. So yeah, it's definitely okay for men to cry. Now, if you just crying over some bullshit, your emotions are way too sensitive. You might need to check into that, so you don't go wild out and shoot up a school. But yeah, I've got no problem with men crying, bro. Not at all. Be Easy probably cries when he listens to this show about all the facts we get wrong and shit. You know what I'm saying? He probably cries about that. How many secrets we give away? How many recipes we give away on this show? Maybe he'll cry next week when we do the porn show. It's a porn show next week. You got any losers this week? You got any winners or losers this week?
Oh, my winner this week is Vin Scully. The longtime Dodgers broadcaster. My granddaddy was a Dodger fan, so that's the only reason why I know who Vin Scully is, because he used to tell me all about Vin Scully. So, you know what I'm saying? That shit was fucking, you know, him retiring, calling it quits. He been on the job like 67, 68 years, some shit like that.
Right, he's been on the job as long as your grandfather's been alive. For you people
that listen to the show. Yeah, grandfather, like, exactly. Like, it was one of them, well,
Most people's grandfathers.
Yeah. But yeah, so shout out to me. And also, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to say fuck the Red Sox. But shout out to Big Poppy. Played his last game the other night. He's out. David Ortiz, he's done. You know, he was one of the steroid era players that they kind of just let it slide. And Big Poppy did. He was dirty. But everybody still loves Big Poppy.
Was he dirty?
Yes! Big Poppy got popped in the shit, too.
Hey, well, he went out without steroids this year, having a hell of a year.
Yeah, him.
28 or 38
home runs. Yeah, Big Poppy, yeah, he was caught up in it. This might be slander, but I think I'm right.
I don't think Big Poppy can say that shit, man.
I think he was. Man, he's a big man. Come on, man. Look at this dude, man.
It was like 38 home runs this year, 128 RBIs or something crazy. He put up some numbers this year at 40 years old.
Exactly.
So you're definitely a winner. Who's your loser this week?
My losers this week are the 49ers.
Oh, here we go. Are you about to slander Cam Newton?
No.
Are you about to slander Kaepernick?
No, I'm about to slander the 49ers because it took them too fucking long to put this man in starting quarterback, man. Like, what the fuck were you doing starting Blaine Gabbert anyway? Like, you know what I'm saying? Then you made the black man restructure his money in case something happened and you ain't got to pay him all that money y'all was going to pay him anyway. You know what I'm saying? So hopefully the man go out there and ball out, you know what I'm saying, except for when they play the Rams. You know, shout out to Saul Wright. And, and so they make them pay that. And, like, you know, if I was him, I'd leave anyway. I'm like, man, somebody else want me, nigga. I'm going to Atlanta.
I'm starting to wonder if they made him restructure or if he restructured it so he could be done with them.
Yeah, that's probably what it was.
I think he's ready to roll out. But yeah, you're right.
They're ready for him to roll out. They're like, yo, this is just not working for us.
The team is 1-3. He should have been in there.
Exactly.
He should have been in there. By the way, I mean, Blaine had already lost his starting job somewhere else. Like, I don't understand how quarterbacks lose their starting job and become starters in other places.
Hey, like, man, because you're better than what they had, I guess.
Well, that's really sad, though, right? Ain't that saying something about your fucking organization? I don't know. Anyway, man, props to Kaepernick. You had a loser on here also. Was Cam Newton.
I took that off because I felt bad for the man because he was a loser because motherfucker started pulling up. We was running the end zone. I don't know. He got hurt because his own stupidity. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah.
Yeah, fuck Kaepernick, man. I'm good on Coon Newton. You know what I'm saying?
Coon Newton.
Loser was Odell Beckham. I mean, he just had a full fucking meltdown 2 weeks ago.
He needs to stop because it's making him look real feminine. How old is Odell Beckham? It's all right.
It's like 24.
He's right on the...
Stop.
You know what I'm saying? You know. Just saying. Sorry, man.
Hey, man, you gonna give my shout out so we get up out of here, bro.
Hey, man, first of all, I want to apologize to the whole nation for us not having a show last week. But it wasn't our fault. Me and Saul Wright ain't taking none of that blame because we tried, motherfucker.
We sure did.
And, but yeah, shout out to staff, GQ Blue and Be Easy over at that second rate podcast, Fro Horseman. Shout out to Short T.
Short T.
And what's his name? And Kendrick over at the other second rate podcast, watching movies and shit. Shout out to Ruler Myself. Shout out to RT3. Shout out to Rick James, bitch. Shout out to MJ Money 9S, you still a bitch. I know you heard that in a while. Shout out to Papa Dash, Daughter Dash. Shout out to Dr. Abrasive and all the boys over there. Shout out to who else, man?
I forget anybody, man.
I don't know him, man. I'm not shouting out a nigga I don't know.
I'm giving a shout out to him, man. God damn, man.
I don't know you, nigga. Make yourself known, nigga. Damn. Anybody else, man, if I forgot, man, blame this weed and not my head.
You stupid, man. This has been another episode of the Frocast with your man, Saul Wright.
Man, shout out Tracy May, man. I forgot about this. Shout out Tracy May, Miss T Lee, even though you'll never listen, or if you do listen, you'll comment like you used to every fucking Friday. Yeah, exactly, man.
Shout out to anybody else. Listen either.
New listeners, man. Shout out to that site listeners. Pebby J. Y'all motherfuckers. Y'all know who y'all is, man.
A lot of people that so-called listen to us and rock with us. You know, we appreciate y'all, even if you're faking the funk. When we get picked up, we will make sure that we forget you. And that's what we're gonna do, man. It's another episode of the Frocast with the with
got your a show homies. Coming out on Centric. I ain't wanna tell y'all it's coming out on Centric, man. It's all right, man.
On Centric, ain't nobody watching this shit. Most people can't even find Centric. this is another episode with your man Saul Wright, aka the Black Alex B. Keaton, aka Shupak Shakur, sitting with the homie King Jerm, the most electrifying motherfucking podcast today, yesterday, and forever. So we'll holler at y'all next time.
All right, man. Y'all take it easy. Peace. Peace.
This is the end of the show. Feel free to visit nappyafro.com for more information. Or not. It's your loss. Nappyafro.com.